This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've seen in our study of Romans 12, 1 and 2, that after making a once-for-all commitment of our lives to God, we need to be vigilant in living that life out in a way that is consistent with our commitment. For most of us, we need to hear over and over again, "Stop allowing yourself to be conformed to this world." We are bombarded with images, impressions, and ideas that are hostile to God's word and will. Sometimes that hostility is not apparent at first glance, but its magnetic pull draws us into its web if we are not careful. The commentator Bengel describes the world or age as the subtle, informing spirit of the world of men who are living alienated and apart from God. It's what the Germans call the Zeitgeist, or spirit of the age. On the positive side, we are to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word transformed means what is inwardly true is to be outwardly manifest. This is the same word used when describing the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain in Matthew 17. When Jesus came to earth, he put aside the outward display of his essential glory. His body was like clothing or a covering. On the mountain, when he was transfigured before the three disciples, his body became transparent and his essential glory became more apparent. What was true of him inwardly became outwardly manifest. In similar fashion, we are to trust God to make what is true of us internally, that we are his children, shine forth through us as we live in this dark, sin-sick world. Let your light so shine before men.